Hawks Nation head hanging low this morning after the loss of a home opener. First time in a long time, I guess. And Mark Skolten joins us now. And that was a bummer, Mark.
Joe, I was sad. And first of all, not just the loss, but second of all, how it happened.
Yeah.
Hawks looked very, what's the best way to say it? Not smart and very undisciplined and like they had never played before. And there wasn't a heck of a lot good about that. Now, granted, they had the lead for a lot of the day. Mm-hmm. So you had time to get involved and get excited, but I didn't think it had a good feel to it by the fourth quarter, and you could feel Derrick Henry, you know, 250 pounds of trouble.
Yeah.
And he was gearing up, getting ready to go, and he was hot at the right time, and the Hawks weren't, and it just didn't end well.
And Deanna, you were saying you watched.
I watched a little bit. Watched a little bit during the second quarter, so I still had that feeling of optimism that they'd be able to pull it out at the end, but you know, coming home to the final score, I was like, I was a little disappointed.
The offense just ran out of gas in the second half.
I got to tell you, Russell Wilson is usually, and I guess I overstate this a little bit for dramatic effect, but he's usually good enough to win it by himself if he has to.
Yeah.
And didn't quite have the magic with the Tennessee Titans on the other side. Don't forget, as I recall, I think they played in the AFC Championship game last season.
Yeah,
so
that's
a real opponent. And you let them hang around, and Derrick Henry and the boys are going to find a way to get you, and that's what they did yesterday.
They are a good team, obviously.
Absolutely.
And their defense was stout, especially in the second half. And like you say, Derrick Henry just geared up and got it rolling in the second half, as he often does.
He's scary.
He seems to take a little time to get rolling.
Yeah, but he only gets better, like you say, as a game goes on. And defenders have a way of getting tired tackling him because he's 6'3", 250. And as guys get tired and try to arm tackle him, that's not working against Derrick Henry. And he just kind of made his way with ease through the Hawks in the second half.
Yeah, then it went to overtime. And once again, the offense just couldn't get
And by then
rolling.
It had a horrible feel to it.
Yeah.
And I don't think even the most optimistic Hawks fan thought they were going to win at that point.
Well, it's just the second game of the season.
See, that's
what I was telling my daughter.
I don't want to sound like I'm sitting here with, the cyanide pills ready to go or anything. It's only two games in, but not much good about the way that one ended yesterday. And it's my all-time favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings, next week.
Mm-hmm.
You can count on the Vikings to lay an egg when it counts the most. So
that's
let's
right.
kind of put that one in the Hawks column right now.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot.
You bet. See you guys.
Mark Skolten with Hawks Talk.